Europe's top human rights court ruled Wednesday that Turkey had denied Kurdish rebel Abdullah Öcalan a fair and speedy trial. But the Strasbourg-based court rejected claims of other violations of the Kurdish leader's human rights. The European Court of Human Rights declared that Öcalan had been denied the right to legal assistance and an impartial tribunal, and that he did not have a fair trial in 1999 when he went before a military tribunal. The court also awarded roughly $110,000 to Öcalan's lawyers for legal expenses. At the same time, the court rejected charges by Öcalan's lawyers that Turkey had violated his rights to freedom of speech and religion during his trial and imprisonment. The court also ruled Öcalan's spectacular arrest by Turkish commandos in Kenya in 1999 and his subsequent detention had not violated Europe's Human Rights Convention. Finally, the court rejected arguments by Öcalan's lawyers against an earlier death sentence imposed on the Kurdish rebel leader. That sentence was commuted to life in prison last October, but two Turkish trade unions are appealing the decision. Six of the seven European judges agreed that imposing the death penalty following an unfair trial violated Europe's Human Rights Convention. The seventh judge is Turkish. Both sides have 3 months to appeal the court's decision. Known as Uncle to his followers, Öcalan is now jailed in an isolated island off the Turkish coast. The Turkish government blames him for the deaths of more than 30,000 people during a 16-year Kurdish insurgency, which Öcalan led from Syria. From his prison cell, Öcalan declared a ceasefire in rebel fighting, which has largely been respected for the past 3 years. The death sentence has been a fiercely contested issue in Turkey. A Turkish prime minister was hanged after a military coup in 1960. Turkey's last execution took place in 1984. Last year, the Turkish government abolished executions as part of a series of measures to meet human rights standards of the European Union, which Turkey hopes to join. But critics still argue Turkey's spotty human rights record falls short of EU standards. With that in mind, Turkey's new government must now decide whether to give Öcalan a new trial based on the European Court's ruling. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.